We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Avoda Selilim, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Chaf. Vze shekosuv lechulam nosan lo ish chalifos smolois, ule binyamin nosan shloishmeis kesef vechomesh chalifos smolois. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning in this chapter of Likutei Halachos, we'll be able to understand how when Yosef HaTzadik finally revealed himself to his brothers, he gives them gifts, he gives each one of them a suit of clothing, and to Binyamin he gives 5 suits of clothing and 300 silver pieces. Kikvar Mavura, because we already explained earlier, Shemitzrayim Uparoi Him Bechinas Hamedame, that the land of Egypt and its king Paroi all represent Medame. Veze Iker Golus Mitzrayim Shehizgaber Hamedame. And this was the main suffering when the Jews were in exile in Egypt, that the Medame was very strong. We had explained earlier that there are many different words that could explain what Medame is. Medame can mean the Yetzahara, the evil inclination. Medame can mean imagination, fantasy. Medame can mean Sheker, falsehood. And Mitzrayim and Paroi were all of these. Ve'ikara hachnosom hoyo al yedei Yosef HaTzadik. And the main thing that helped bring about the downfall of Egypt, of the negative forces of Egypt, was Yosef HaTzadik. Sheyorat lishom mikoidem lahachnia bekoichoi hamedame vaklipo shel Mitzrayim, who preceded the Jewish people going down to Egypt in order to weaken the koyach hamedame and klipa of Egypt. Kemoshe Kosov, as the Torah says, ki lemichyo shlochani elokim lefneichem. Yosef HaTzadik said to his brothers, don't feel bad about the fact that you forced me to come down to Egypt before you, because Hashem actually sent me here as a salvation for you. V'alkein sibev Hashem yisporach berachmov sheyosef zochoshom la'ashiros godol moed. And therefore Hashem orchestrated circumstances there in Egypt that Yosef HaTzadik was zoche to tremendous wealth over there in Egypt. V'liket kol ha'kesef shebemitzrayim v'shebeshar ha'rotzos. And Yosef HaTzadik was able to gather up all the wealth of Egypt and all the other countries. Kamo shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Vayelaket Yosef es kol ha'kesef. Yosef HaTzadik gathered up all the money. Kalide ha'kesef o ha'shirus shekibetz Yosef shom, aideze nizgalu ha'gavneni lo'en shem gedul ha'saboiris boro. Because by Yosef HaTzadik gathering up all the money of Egypt and the other countries, he was able to reveal the light, the spiritual light in the money, which is a revelation of the greatness of Hashem, as we learned earlier. And that's what really helped to bring about the downfall of Paroi and Mitzrayim, who are Medame. We had learned earlier that when you want to get rid of Medame, you have to reveal Gedula Saboire. V'alkein kishniskapsu ha-shvotim im Yosef. Therefore, when the Shvotim met up with Yosef HaTzadik, nosan lekulam me'ashirusoi, he gave all of them from his wealth. Ki nosan lechol echot matonois, he gave each and every one of them gifts, lohoirois lohem, to show them shekvar zocho lahalois hoashirus elagdusha, that he had already succeeded in elevating the wealth into the holiness, taking it out of the hands of the sitrachra, out of the control of the Egyptians, and bringing it into the kedusha under the control of Yosef HaTzadik. Vehu noisin lechulam chelek me'ashirusoi, and Yosef HaTzadik is giving all of them a portion of his wealth, shehu bechinas pe'er hagavnin, which is the beauty of that spiritual light that's found in wealth. Bechinas Bigdei Yesha, as Rabbeinu Zal refers to it in Likut Emran, garments of salvation. V'zeh Bechinas Chalifois Smolois Shenosan L'kulam. This is the concept of the clothing that he gave to all of his brothers. Bechinas Bigdei Pe'er Hanal. This refers to garments of beauty that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Torah Chof Hei in Likut Emran. Shehem Bechinas Pe'er Hagavnen. That's that, the beauty of the spiritual light that Rabbeinu Zal refers to. Kedei sheyia koyach l'kol ha-shvotim l'hachnia klipas Mitzrayim shehu ha-medame al yidei koyach ha-bigdei yesha shem per ha-gavnin shekiblu mi-Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik gave them these garments so that they would join with him in helping to bring about the downfall of Medame, the downfall of the Klipas Mitzrayim, through the power of these garments of salvation, these garments that had in them this spiritual light, which they were receiving from Yosef HaTzadik. Ki ikar hachnoas hamedame, shubchinas Mitzrayim, hualidei bigdei yesha kanal. Because the main thing that brings about the downfall of the medame, which is Mitzrayim, is these garments of light. V'alkein lebinyomin nosan shloishmeyos kesef v'chomesh chalifos smolos. Now we'll understand also why to his brother Binyamin, Yosef HaTzadik gave him 5 suits of clothing and 300 silver pieces. Ki lebinyomin shebechelkoi nivne habeis hamikdosh sheshom ikar hachnoas hamedame, because to Binyamin, in whose portion of Israel the Beis HaMikdash was built, which is the main center of defeating Medame, Alkein hu tzorich ikar hu ashirus yoyser veyoyser. That's why Binyamin needed a larger portion of this wealth. He needs the real wealth. V'alkein nosan loy chomesh chalifoy smolois. And this is why Yosef HaTzadik gave him 5 exchanges of clothing, 5 changes of clothing. Remez lechomesh chalifoy smolois sheakoyin agodoyl machlev begodov chamisha pomim b'yoyim ha-kippurim. This alluded to the day of the year, Yom Kippur, which is the holiest day of the year, when the holiest Jew, the Kohen Gadol, would change his clothing. He would put on 5 suits of clothing. He would change his clothing 5 times. Ki biyoyim ha-kippurim oz nichnas ha-Kohen Gadol lefnai v'lefnim. Yom Kippur is the day when the Kohen Gadol would enter into the Holy of Holies. Sheshom ikar ha-kedusho ho-elyoyin el-shel Beis HaMikdosh, where there was the highest level of holiness of the Beis HaMikdosh. Veshom ikar per hagavnim, and therefore there in the Holy of Holies was the greatest display of this spiritual light of Hashem, this gedula saboire, this per hagavnim. Kishom omad ha'oroin v'hakruvim, because that's where the Holy Ark and the kruvim was. Veshom hikiru gedula seisborach, and that's where the Jews were able to realize the greatness of Hashem to the highest level. Kishom ikar hashruas hashchina, because that's where the highest level of the presence of the Spirit of Hashem, the Shechina, was. Kama Yishekosev, as the Pesuk says, v'noyadati shom olevnei Yisrael, I will meet there with the Jewish people. V'zeh b'china shloish meyesh kesef. Now we could understand also why Yosef HaTzadik gave Binyamin 300 silver pieces. Keneged hasholosh bechinois shel hasechel, corresponding to the 3 types of sechel that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likut Emran, in Torah Chof Hei, that this halacha is based on. Sechel bekoyach, v'sechel hapoyal, v'sechel hanikne. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about sechel in potential. He speaks about when the person actually activates the sechel, he applies the sechel, and then he speaks about sechel hanikne, which is a composite of a whole major portion of sechel, where a person takes many different pieces of sechel and puts it together to form a total picture, a total understanding in a sense. שזויכן על ידי הסגלס הגוונן שבשירוס דקדושה. And a Jew is זויכה to these three levels of שכל by revealing the light that's found in wealth, when the wealth is brought into the Kiddush, into holiness. שהידי זה נכנה המדמה, because when we're זויכה to transfer the השירוס into the Kiddusha, by doing that, we bring about the downfall. We eliminate the medame, the oilin el hasechel, and we rise up to sechel shekolul misholish bechinois. And we know that sechel consists of three aspects. We know that there's chokhma bina vodas, for example. That's one description of sechel. There's Torah. There's chumish, mishnah, gemara, which Rav Nosson Zal says is another example of Hashem's Seichel in all its three levels. In the Chumash, we have the Das of Hashem as Seichel Bekoyach. It's still in its potential because it's not really clear. We're not given any clear description of the mitzvahs in the Chumash. Then you have Mishnah, where it's brought into a higher level of clarity, where you're given much more details about the mitzvahs that you don't have in the Chumash. But it's not until you get into the Gemara where everything is really clarified. And there all the details are filled in, and it's massaged, it's formulated, it's formatted to give a person a real clear understanding of what the mitzvah is all about. So too in Chochma, Bina, and Das, it's different levels of Seichel. It's different aspects of a person getting to a complete understanding of what they need to understand. והומון שרוצו לבגוין בקדושת הגוונין ולהגביר המדמה כנל, whereas הומון, who wanted to mess up the holy light that's found in money, that spiritual light, and he wanted to strengthen the forces of medame, al kein hipil pur hu hagoyrol. This is why הומון used a method of drawing lots. He made a lottery, Ki rotzo lifgoim bekdushas Yom HaKippurim, because he wanted to attack the highest level of holiness that the Jews have, which is Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, when the Kohen Gadol would use a lottery to select the holiest sacrifice that was going to be used on Yom Kippur, the Soer Lashem, and the Soer Lazozel, which were going to be used to forgive for all the sins of the Jews. Shenem Arboy, about which the Torah says, Venosan Aharon al Shnei Haseirim Goyrolois, that Aharon HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, will place on the two goats, he will place lots on them. V'zeh shekosu b'zohar HaKodesh, Shepurim hu b'chinas Yoim HaKippurim, Hainu Kanal. This is why we find that the Zohar HaKodesh makes an association between Purim and Yom Kippurim, saying that the two have a very serious connection. Ki achar kach, kishezochu lahachnioi, because after the Jews succeeded in defeating Haman, chozru vehemshichu kedushas yoim hakipurim, we were zochet to draw upon ourselves once again the holiness of Yom Kippur, shehu iker kedushas habeis hamikdosh, which represents the highest level of holiness of the Beis Hamikdosh, Sheboi Kol Hagavnin, in which is found the full array of spiritual light, the full spectrum of spiritual light. Kibyoim Akipurim Nichnas Akoin Godl Tachlis Hakdushol Yoina Shilabes Amikdash, because it's on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol was able to enter into the highest level of holiness of the Beis Hamikdash. Sheshom Iker Hizgalus Peragavnin, which is the real place where the full holiness of spiritual light was displayed and revealed. Iker Gedula Saboiris Borach, the highest level of a display of the greatness of Hashem, Shemishom Iker Hachnoas Hamolek, and it's from there that we draw the power to bring about the downfall of Homan Amolek, Shehi Bechinas Klal Hora Shebemedame Shebechol Madregois. Homan Amolek represents a composite of all the evil of Medame on all different levels. Now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies a little bit more. Ki Yom HaKippurim Hu Lamala Miyazman. Because we know that Yom Kippur, being the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur is above the concept of time. A year consists of 365 days, and each day is 24 hours, and an hour is 60 minutes, and a minute is this, etc., etc. But Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Sefer Hamidos, in the chapter of Tshuva, paragraph 1, Rabbeinu Zal there tells us that the day on which a person does tshuva is above the concept of time. So therefore, Yom Kippur, which is the day designated for tshuva for all of Klal Yisrael, is lamala me'azman, above time. Ve'ikar hazman bebechinas hamedame kanal. And as we learned earlier, the main concept of time, where you feel time the most, is in medame. We gave the example that the more you go down to lower levels of sechel, the more the time seems to be longer. Older people, for them the time seems to be moving very quickly. Middle-aged people, it's a little slower. Kids, children, small children, for them time seems to be crawling. Everything takes such a long, long time. When they have to wait for something, they can't. You tell them, wait 15 minutes, to them it feels like 15 years. And also, we gave the example of a person who is awake versus a person who's asleep. When a person's awake and the brain is functioning normally, time is moving at a what we call a normal pace. When a person's asleep, a person could take a 15-minute nap and it could feel as if they went through 5 years. So where we feel time the most is in medame. Medame, again, being imagination, dreamland, the lowest level of sechel. V'homon rotzo lahagbir azman. Homon wanted to use time against the Jewish people. He wanted to strengthen time, to make time more powerful, in a sense. Kitolo hakoil bateva ubizman. Because Homon believed that everything was dependent on nature and on time. Timing is everything. Therefore, the Torah says that when he decided to destroy the Jewish people, he prepared this lottery, and he went from day to day, from month to month, trying to zero in on the time which is most opportune for him to destroy the Jewish people. The time when the Jews are most vulnerable and could be defeated, chas v'shalom. Ki Omar, because Haman claimed, shehakoil toli bizman, that everything is controlled by time, by the sun, the moon, the stars, the forces of nature, which give us time. That's how he can succeed in defeating the Jewish people. Al kein rotzo lahapil pur. This is why he wanted to make this lottery. Ad sheyeda hayoyim v'hazman sheyuchal esgabar al Yisrael chas v'shalom, to help him calculate and determine the day and the time which was most appropriate to be able to defeat the Jewish people.
And
even though the Zohar HaKodesh and the Arizal explained to us that Haman had incredible power, he had the knowledge of Kishuf, magic, he had awesome knowledge by which he could have hurt the Jewish people terribly, despite that, Avla Shemisporach Mefer Machshevoi Sarumim, Hashem steps in at times and he pushes aside, he nullifies the plans of very shrewd people, people who are very smart and shrewd, like Bilam, like Haman Amolek, v'nishapech hadavar, and Hashem turned it around completely. The Gemara tells us that when Haman discovered that his lottery came out to Zayin Adar, the 7th of Adar, he was elated because he realized that was the day when Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest leader of the Jewish people, died. So he figured, what better day is there to attack the Jews and try to annihilate them completely? But the Gemara says he didn't know that that was also the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, and that Hashem could take it either way, that that day could be a day that could bring about the power of the day, could bring about the downfall of Haman Arash himself. Ki Hashem Yisborach Himshich Yeshua HaYeshua V'Hanes Mibchinas Yoim HaKippurim Mibchinas Lamala Me'azman Mibchinas Yoivel HaGodol Shubchinas Shar HaChamishim. Because Hashem drew the salvation for the Jewish people, the miracle, Hashem drew it from Yom Kippur, which is above the concept of time. Yom Kippur, which is tied into Yovel, as we said before, Yovel starts on Yom Kippur. And Yovel is called the 50th level, the Shar HaChamishim, which is above the concept of time. Because 49, the physical world that we live in, is guided by 7 days, 7 years to a Shemitah, 7 Shemitahs till we get to Yovel. 7 Shemitahs is 49 years. That's the completion of the cycle of time. When we get to 50, 50 is above the concept of time. That's why it's brought also that the topic of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Jews going out of exile, out of slavery, is mentioned in the Torah 50 times. Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in the Chumash 50 times to show that when we were in slavery, we were bound by the number 7, by the 7, by the 49. Coming out of slavery, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the 50th level, Shar HaChamishim, which is above time. Ki Haman rotzo lahagia hapegam gam shom chasashom. Because Haman actually wanted to try to mess up even the 50th level. He wanted to try to reach up there and mess things up over there. V'alkein oso eitz govoya chamishim amo. This is why he constructed a tree of 50 amos. Avol zeh hoyo ikram apolosoi. However, that's what really brought about his downfall. Kishom bebechinas shara chamishim, bechinas yoivel, bechinas yom ha-kippurim, bechinas lamala me'azman, shom ein loy shum shlito va'achizo klal. Because there, in the 50th level, in Yovel, in Yom Kippur, in that place which is above the concept of time, there Haman is powerless. Ulashom eimi sheyuchal alois kiim hatzadik hagodol shubchinas Mordechai. And to there, to the 50th level, that's a place where nobody can get up there other than the greatest of tzadikim, like Mordechai Hatzadik. V'alkein mitlo al zeho eitz daiko shegovei chamishim amo. And that's why Haman was hung on that tree which was 50 amos high. Ki ikar mapoloso yhoyu al yidei b'china shar chamishim shalakdusha shvenes lamal me'azman. Because the main downfall of Haman was brought about by the 50th level of holiness, which is above the concept of time. It's above nature. Time is measured by nature, the sun rising and setting, the moon, the stars, the galaxies, all of that. And this 50th level is above all of that. Rav Nosson Zal adds here, U'b'inyin ze shel b'chinas lamala me'azman yesh oid harbe levayer. Regarding this concept of time and above time, there's still a lot to explain. Hashem Yisborach Yazreinu Ligmor Inyan Heitev. May Hashem assist me in being able to complete the job properly. There are, Baruch Hashem, a few other places in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal goes into this topic and clarifies, further clarifies it. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get to it.